If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. I still feel like the Nuggets are the team to beat this year, but some of these young squads might make some noise.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Jenkins. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Jenkins only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, April 29th, and anything that happens in the last 2 minutes of this podcast doesn't count. It's not a foul if it happens at the very end of the podcast. That's one thing I just learned from the fucking NBA. It's a podcast. We're not going to do the whole intro. It's the worst thing about the NBA, and I'm not just saying this because it just happened to Lakers, but I always feel this way. If you run into two players in the last 5 seconds of the game, why is it not a foul because it's the last 5 seconds? I truly don't fucking understand it.
I mean, you're talking about the Prince Heave that didn't get called at the end.
And Jokic ran into Braun.
He fouled Braun at the end, bro.
Yeah.
And we're in the bonus. I don't get it, bro.
What bothers me more than anything is did you watch this game? Four quarters of serious fucking basketball by the Lakers. If we would have fought like this the entire series, we'd probably be fucking up right now. Hell, we might even be home, nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We might even have knocked them off, bro.
We swept the series. We won the series 4-0 by time led in the series.
led in 165 minutes of 240 minutes played, bro.
We just weren't serious in the big moments down the stretch. And in this game, we did that. If we could have played seriously like this consistently, like my nigga. I mean, I'm not mad that we lost the game. I'm mad that we didn't look like this for the first three games when we needed to look like this. You feel me? Like, dude, Murray hit a great shot. He's a great fucking player, dude. You need a fucking Demon Slayer to stop him at the end. I'm like, give it to fucking Joker. Give it to the fucking best player in the world. I'd rather him have the ball than fucking Murray in the final seconds. He's not missing that shot. We knew it. I'm like, get it out of his fucking hand, please. I don't give a fuck who else has it. Just don't let him do this the same shit we saw him do two games ago, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, dog, it's a good shot. I get it, bro. Yes, it's dumb that they don't call the foul in the game. They're not going to call that foul. But it's just like, bro, we could have been a serious basketball team. If we could have been a serious basketball team, we wouldn't be in this predicament. And we just...
We would have gone down 3-2 in that game or something. You know what I mean? Yes.
And I lied to myself. I said I wasn't going to give a fuck. I'm over this motherfucker, man. You said what?
I said you got caught up in the rapture, man. I mean, but the whole thing is, bro, like they played the Nuggets so tight this series, but they just could not close the deal, which is why, you know, there was reason to believe that maybe they could pull this off on some, you know, slim chance in hell shit. But I mean, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I'm glad it's over because after tonight, as stressful as this shit was, I couldn't do this shit two more times, bro. Hell no. Like. Let's call it a season, game. Dog. Yeah,
tonight's
let's
game was rough. This was a rough one, bro. You know what I'm saying? That back and forth. You feel me? I mean, everybody play. What do we get out of? What do we get out of Dinwiddie? Why are we having? Why are we giving this man minutes? We get what we get the fouls out of him. Is that what we want from him? Like what are we doing? It's just frustrating, bro. Just frustrating, but.
I will
valiant
be happy,
effort and
from, I will be happy the Lakers. That the season is over if I never have to see Pockets McGillicuddy on the fucking sideline again, bro. Like, and let's keep it a buck. This is not Joel Embiid. I know AD and I know in game two, AD only took two shots in the fourth quarter. Where we also stopped running our offense. Mm-hmm. If you lead, Tyler, what was the stat? 165 out of how many minutes?
Out of 240.
And you lose that series 4-1, you got to fire the fuck out of that head coach. I don't give a fuck. But especially if you have Bron and AD and they showed up. And I don't even, I was the first one to hang it on D'Lo last year. You can't hang it on D'Lo this year. Could the role players have been better? 100%. But the stars showed up. The role players, for the most part, did their part. And the head coach is an embarrassment to the fucking Lakers, bro. We got LeBron James and Anthony Davis on our team, and we put this man who writes players' names down on the clipboard during timeouts so he can remember who's in the fucking game. That's the head coach we gave LeBron James. LeBron James is in, he's in his 21st season. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He averaged more points this season than all the other players who've played a 21st season in NBA history combined. And that's the head coach. We rolled him into the playoffs against Jokic and Michael Malone. We should be embarrassed of ourselves, bro.
They won another year of it, Mike. Another year? What name a single thing he's done to think that he would do any better next year. Or it would have anything else would change. What name one thing? Could you name one single solitary thing?
Who's the answer? Who's the guy that they go after?
Mike, we lost your audio.
Your audio dropped out. Yeah. Who's the answer?
Yeah, who's the guy they go after? I don't know anybody but him is going to be the go-to. But
my nigga, Mike, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, switch your Zoom input to
Tyler.
Too.
You know my situation with my pops. I don't know what to do, but I know what not to do, nigga. And we know what not to do, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? And not let that motherfucker come back and coach again. You feel me? That's what we know what not to do. Let Pockets run the motherfucking show. We know that. You feel me?
Is it better now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, you're back.
All right. Look, to answer John's question, he challenged, obviously, they should have challenged it, a call with 3 minutes left in the game. You would have thought that Jesus Christ descended in my backyard was how surprised I was that he made a single correct decision down the stretch in a fucking playoff game. I could not believe it. I could not believe it, bro. And he probably didn't even do it for the right reason. He probably did it because LeBron scared the shit out of him the last game.
Like, you know what I mean?
When he didn't challenge it, bro. So, yeah, you see, you asked me who, like, I don't know, bro. I mean, I'm an irrational Lakers fan for sure. I want the guy. I would say this, though. I'm not the most irrational Lakers fan. I didn't want him to fire Frank Vogel.
That was disgusting.
But, you know, I understand Ty Lue's not coming. I understand, like, why would you come to the Lakers at this point? Will you see what they, you know, the unserious way that they're running the franchise? But you can't put the, you know, the meme with the two serious dragons and the goofy dragon. Mm-hmm. You can't intentionally roll that out as your fucking team. that's the media guide photo for the Lakers, bro. Like, oh, Bron is crazy. AD is crazy. Look at this stupid looking motherfucker over here, bro.
Look at this silly looking ass nigga over here. Nigga.
Motherfucking pockets.
Right. Jesus Christ, bro.
I don't even know how many fire ham texts I got as the game was ending, bro. I just, like, that's everyone's immediate thought is like, but I'll never get it. Like, we really we'll be talking about this season Bron had, or if he has the same kind of a season, we'll be talking about that forever. No one's ever done anything like it, bro. You heard what I said. The six other players, whatever it is in the history of the league who've played as long as he has, their seasons combined did not add up to the season he just had. And we just, like, completely wasted it, bro.
I think the thing is, because Bron is so good, they think, like, bro, he at minimum, he needs a coach. You know what I mean? This is not the same Bron. You know what I mean? That we've seen to just take over games in the same way. Like, bro. And also, when he's won, he's had solid coaches. Solid fucking coaches. You feel me? Like, at minimum, like, I don't give a fuck what Bron it was. The Heatles, they had potentially the best coach in the league, maybe second best, you feel me? Vogel was a great coach with the fucking Lakers. And then they had Ty Lue with the fucking Cavs. What the fuck do you think? How do you think this Pockets nigga is going to get you to the way you need to be? and fucking Heatles Bron couldn't win without a fucking great coach. Nigga, get him at least a decent fucking coach. Please.
Yeah.
God damn, bro. Decent.
I asked the chat who the Lakers should hire. I'm not going to lie. The options presented aren't particularly inspiring. Not that they should keep Darvin Ham, but the suggestions are Adrian Griffin, Billy Donovan. There's a lot of Mark Jackson, Kenny Atkinson, Mike Budenholzer. What's Luke Walton up to? More Mark Jackson. Throw a bag at Rick Carlisle. It's not exactly an inspiring group of candidates.
Kenny Atkinson will probably be my
JJ Redick. Oh, someone said don't make JJ Redick and LeBron will be having wine dinners every night. So don't hire JJ Redick. But
you don't need an inexperienced guy in here after this. You need someone with some pedigree.
I know he was joking about JJ Redick, but we're so serious right now. Nigga, no, we don't need JJ Redick. Please, God.
This is not the time for such tomfoolery.
Read the room, nigga. We was in this motherfucker quiet for 10 minutes before we hopped on this bitch, nigga. We more in mourning right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. let's give some flowers to the Nuggets, and then we'll return to the situation with the Lakers. I don't think this Nuggets team is not. We talked about this after the last spot. I don't think this Nuggets team is as good as the Nuggets team last year. I think they're vulnerable. I think the Lakers showed that. But what they have is a championship pedigree and a real coach. And they found a way to do exactly enough to get through. The fact that they won this series in five games is astounding, bro. Like, it's astounding. They trailed, like we said, like 4-1 in the series. Like, if you just by minutes. But they won four of the five fucking games. And you have to credit coaching. You have to credit Murray being, he could go 0 of 95. And if there's 5 seconds left in the game, he's going to make the shot. Like, I don't think you could teach that. I don't think you could coach that. Salute to him. He's a fucking dog. Jokic, salute to him. He's a fucking dog. But it's so frustrating given the situation the Lakers are in, looking over there and going, they know exactly what they're doing. Everyone on the team knows exactly what they're doing. The role players know exactly what they're doing. They don't waste possessions. They create possessions for themselves with offensive rebounding. I thought I have nothing but good things to say about Bron, but he let Aaron Gordon punk him for an offensive rebound. Like, they make those plays. They all make those plays. Aaron Gordon makes the plays. Like, top to bottom, whoever's in there makes shit like that happen. And that's what a championship team does.
They did not miss second chance shots. You give them a single extra possession, they're going to make you fucking pay. And generally, it was a deep ball. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was nasty. I'm like, every fucking time they got a second chance shot, they made that shit. And we, you know, and there was a lot of times that we were fighting for these rebounds too. It wasn't like we were like, I mean, you said he got punked, but he wasn't because he was on some whole shit. You know what I mean? Like,
No. I just mean it was one-on-one. Ball straight up in the air.
It was a big, yeah. he just big manned him. You know what I'm saying? Weight room. You feel what I'm saying? Weight room LeBron got the joint, you know, and it was just like we was fighting. But every time the ball went their way, they made us pay for that shit, bro. They're a great team. And what's really dope about them is that, you know, Joker and Murray, in the bigger moments, it seemed, in the fourth quarter, they turn it up a notch.
Yes.
And usually people can't follow. You know what I mean? But I wonder if those Wolves can beat them, bro.
Yeah.
I wonder if they got the size and they got a motherfucker. That when the moment gets hot, that nigga gets hotter. You know what I'm saying? And so, hey, man, we were saying they look vulnerable, you know, they young and all this shit. I'm all the way off that. I think they ready, and I think the Wolves can really give them a shot. I think it was us or the Wolves, and I think the Wolves gonna make it really hot for real.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're just so blessed to have that as a second round series, right? And then. Then on the other side of the bracket in the West, you got OKC, who's either going to get, you know, Dallas, and that series will be fun as hell, or they're going to get the Clips, and you got the narratives there of the young and upcoming team going against the Grizzle veterans, you know, on their last legs, trying to, you know, make a last run.
Us.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just, yeah, whatever matchups we get, you know, out of that OKC, on that OKC side of bracket, is going to be great. But that Timberwolves Nuggets battle, that's going to be a good one, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, bro. Fucking Ant and Jamal Murray, you know, trading knockout blows late in the game. Come on, man. What's CTV right there, bro?
Save us, Anthony Edwards.
You're all only
over.
And talk some shit, too.
Free us, Anthony Edwards.
Free us, nigga.
I'm tired of watching the same fucking shit. I'm tired of it. I need it. I need Anthony Edwards, bro. We need that.
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. That's good basketball. Whoever wins, I'm going to enjoy watching it. You feel me? But. Man, I don't know. Murray, dog? Way he just did, niggas, yes. You feel me? I feel like, you know, that's a cold motherfucker, dog. He was hobbling around on one leg, killing us, nigga. And the thing is, like, bro, I don't expect us to stop him at this point. I'm thinking, like, yo, we just can't trick off shit on the other end.
Yeah.
We can't nobody stop Murray. Nobody can stop Murray. Nobody can stop these good guards in the league. You just can't be stupid on the other end. Or just don't give them give them the second chance shots. And we did our best. We did our best. The motherfucker just cold, bro.
But look at the last 4 minutes. Look at the Lakers' offensive possessions. They had two possessions. This, you know, the Rui shot in the mid range that he just kind of walked nasty. Into. That cannot be a possession in a one possession playoff elimination game. And there was another one with Austin Reeves. That he just kind of was in no man's land and sort of threw it up there. Like, those are two possessions down the stretch. You just don't see it from the Nuggets.
But then
when they do have it, you see Aaron Gordon crashing for offensive rebounds, making it happen, immediately turning and looking for not just throwing it to someone, throwing it to Jamal Murray on the spot. Like, they know what they're doing.
And that's being in the moment. You know what I'm saying? When you can't get rushed. Nigga, you want me to do something. You want me to react out of nerves. I'm not nervous. I'm going to get it to the dude who's going to do what needs to be done. You feel me? And that's what they do, bro. They get the ball. They're not stressed. They're not rushed because they've been there. They just want to chip last year. They're comfortable. They make the right decision when it needs to be made, bro. And I all respect, Nick. Like I said, bro, if we learn anything, at the end of the game, get it out this motherfucking Murray's hands. Please, God, somebody, at least get it out his fucking hands. Make somebody else beat you. Yes, Joker's incredible, but this nigga Murray, like you said, the final seconds, he can go 0 for everything. He making that motherfucking shot.
Yeah.
Nasty. Nasty, bro. And then the boom on Bron. We ain't even talk about that.
And he hit he flexed on him and everything, bro.
Hit the Bron celebration on Bron after booming.
Vinny was disgusted. Vinny yelled at the TV, "You're not Bron!"
Vinny went through trial by fire this series. Like,
I'm telling you, yeah.
Like, he's had a pretty decent life as a sports fan up to now, but this is one of those moments, man, where shit gets rocky, bro.
I mean, the Dodgers been hurting his ass for the last 2 years, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully they figured it out this year, though.
Let's go. Let's get back to the Lakers. What do they do? I do feel they have to make a coaching change. Someone tweeted today, you know, they heard it's Bron's last game in purple and gold. I don't buy it personally. From when he came to LA, you know, I told y'all about this, you know, little insider reporting. Like, you know, their family did high school tours, picked the correct high school for their kids. He moved his family to mm-hmm. he said, my job and the family are going to be in the same spot. To me, he did that for the rest of his career. Yeah. And I'll tell you, the family's not moving. They are not going back to fucking Cleveland. Okay. They are Southern Californians, brother. Like, Bryce is not going to go hoop at St. Vincent St. Mary's. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry, Cavs fans. I know we got a couple of hardcore Cavs fans too who are really into it. I think the family staying in LA, I don't see that man moving away from his family for half the year right now. I just don't see it happening. So I think he's in LA.
Yeah.
And I think we can't let this be the way this dude goes out, bro. I mean, it just can't, like, as a sport, not even as, like, Lakers fans, as a sport, we owe Bron a better shot. Like, Steph and Clay and Dre, they had their shot. They still got the coach. They got the core together. They got to run the base out. You know what I mean? Kobe, we signed Kobe to a $450 billion contract when he was over the hill. He knew he was over the hill. Bron needs something to ride his career out in L.A., and that thing can't be signing his son. It has to be getting him a coach and a fucking real team, bro.
Yeah, he's coming back. He's going to do one of those 1 year, then second year player option type deals. No question. He'll be back.
I don't think it ends 21 seasons. I don't think it ends the way we want it to end, though, brother. I think it always ends nasty. You know what I mean? Like, Kobe went out. He went out nasty.
It was nasty.
Bro. It was nasty. I mean, he went out with the 60 ball. Had me crying into my Buffalo Wild Wings. Right. But it was the season was nasty. Yeah. The game was incredible.
Bron hasn't fucking hit you know, a decline yet though. Really, I mean, he's not peak Bron, of course, but he's still a ball.
Decline, but it's a Bron. Yeah,
he went from the best player in the world to the 15th best.
It's a 12th best player in the world, right? Season, you know, still playing. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah.
And as he's declined, I mean, his jump shot's gotten better. Like, he's added other elements to his game, right?
Yeah,
but I would say I don't think he's declined. I just think the gas tank is smaller. Right, like
he's getting dunked on by Murray now, and it wouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Murray finishing with the teardrop when that shit would have been in the 18th row. You know what I mean? A little different, but it's still effective. You feel me?
So, assuming they change the coach, everyone's also been talking about, like, get a third star. They need
that
offensive
don't work
help.
No more,
like, what
bro.
Is
you two stars and build
that's
a solid?
That's 2010, bro.
You saw what happened with them.
No, I assume you guys. What happened I assume with you guys don't want Trae Young.
I don't. Trae Young is an incredible player and will be a terrible fit for this team, bro. No.
Did this nigga say Trae Young? That's nasty, bro. Get us a new coach. Build out a solid squad around two gods. Okay.
Get KCP back, bro. Like, that's the problem has not been the proximity of a third star. The problem has been go get Bruce Brown. Go get KCP. Because let's be honest about
Bruce Brown would be so good.
I know. Yes, but let's be honest about it. Think about the Lakers dynasties that we saw. Go get Derek Fisher and Robert Horry, bro. Yeah. Like that's what you need. And the Nuggets have all those dudes. They have four of the five dudes like that in the league, bro.
They just like they have they have some.
The Wolves got one in common.
Shit. I think the move that made the Nuggets, of course, Jokic is the best player in the world. Murray, they're the best dude in the world. The move that made them a champion was picking up Aaron Gordon, bro.
Period.
Like you know, come postseason,
was a steal, bro. You know what I mean? They got what a guy that was
exactly
the face
right,
of a
Taylor.
Franchise as like a, you know, like a for 25 mil, like the fuck like that. You're not going to really find that much. So they got lucky with that. But yeah, they just need we need guys that if they're not Bron and AD, they at least don't make mistakes. You feel me? Like that's what you need. So and can show up and drop 20 ever so often. But what we need is just to not be stupid. You feel me?
I don't want next season the story of the Lakers to be this year's Bucks and Suns story. I would almost rather any other thing happen than you try and shove Trae Young onto this team on some. Let's just see what happens. It's we know what happens. With it's not coach, attractive.
Where guys don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, I think we have a decent enough squad where we could have competed like this consistently, right? But, like, guys don't know what they're supposed to do day in and day out. And that's coaching. Where players look like different players from one night to the next. You know, like playing different roles consistently. It doesn't make this.
I want to drill in on what you just said, because I know it sounds like we're talking a lot of shit on Darvin Ham, and I know we're all Bron fans, and I know that's the stereotype. Anthony Davis said after a playoff game where they blew a 20-point lead, sometimes on offense and defense, we, the players, don't know what we're supposed to be doing. He said that. And Darvin Ham, who my number one issue with him is not just the like intelligence, how the team's put together. It's the lack of accountability. It's the, Lakers fans care too much, like that kind of shit. His response was, we'll have to agree to disagree.
How can you tell the fucking players who are telling you they don't know that you...
They're not stupid players either. You know what I mean? Like, you've got high IQ, defensive-minded players telling you they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. And your response is, we know what we're doing.
Bro, I think Ant is the best defensive player in the league, and he can do anything on the fucking court. And if that dude is saying, bro, I don't know what to do. No one is telling me what I need to do. Like, that's a fucking problem.
Bro, how did Ant look with Vogel?
Like the best defensive player in the world. We were at like the best two-way player in the world.
In the fucking world. And sometimes he just disappears in games now. Absolutely what happened to him in a second half of a game. He's telling you why. I just did agree to disagree. Bitch, why don't you coach, you big-headed motherfucker?
Did you see his face though? When they asked him about that, it was a look of pure panic. And I said before we started recording, I've been in over my head at a job before, and I know that look. Mm-hmm. I know that look. That look is like, ooh, he said that to y'all. Y'all
they
heard
got
him say
me.
That? Oh, you want me to write a little script in the Excel sheet? Are you're just going to stand here while I do it? Do you want to, I could Google it if you go to the bathroom real quick. Like, you know what I mean? He's just like, it's like, well, you've been caught in a lie and the other person doesn't break eye contact. Like, that's Darvin Ham's whole coaching aesthetic, bro.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast.
We've all had a difficult time buying tickets. Lakers games are expensive, but I try and find games to take my son Vinny to. It's hard to find good deals, especially at the last minute.
You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you.
The Lakers have a ton of home games the remainder of the year. I like that in the Game Time app, they have last minute tickets. You can see views from every seat.
Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. Their all-in pricing shows your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you buy. They also have the Game Time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price.
Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code JNJ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code JANDJ for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Oh, Christ. Boy. Okay, there were two other games today. Jackson, congrats on the Celtics, I guess. The Heat managed to not make 23 three-pointers again, which is what it will take for them to beat the Celtics. So,
yeah, I mean, it's nice. A couple people in the chat have been like, I'm sure Jackson is just gloating during this whole Lakers segment. And I got to say, I'm actually not. I am a producer.
I say Jackson wanted more Lakers, more post-Lakers. Jackson,
I wanted more. We could have had one, maybe two more Lakers live streams. That would have been amazing. Yeah, but the Celtics, I mean, as long as Kristaps is,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know, a calf strain is like a 2 to 4 week injury, even if it's a calf strain, not an Achilles. I still think they can beat the Magic of the Cavs without Kristaps, but I don't think you're beating the Knicks without one of your best three or four players. So, you know, hopefully he gets healthy in a couple weeks.
How do you feel about games where White is carrying your team?
We won by like 25. I know, but I don't care who's carrying.
Vegas was. I don't know. I'm just wondering, how do you feel about that?
I'm not. I love it.
It's having a guy, a third guy. Like, you know, yeah.
I feel like not that many teams can have their fifth guy put up 38 points in a huge playoff game. Maybe. So, I mean.
Yeah. Do you worry about the fact that KP is so tall that his calf is basically his Achilles?
Jesus Christ.
Just anatomically.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that is the big concern with Kristaps. The bigger concern I have with Kristaps is his obsession with pump faking. Sometimes he pump faked three times so in a possession funny. Tonight and didn't dribble or pass. He just pump
he's hitting the wrong like, button like, on the controller.
He's like spamming, like, yeah.
His thumbs are too big.
Right. His hand is like he's trying to hit shoot, but the palm of his hand is actually hitting.
It's like when you accidentally put your shield up four times in a row on Smash Brothers or something. You're just like, what the fuck is this
right,
dude doing?
Right.
Yeah. That's
my biggest Kristaps concern currently, but you know, yeah, I'm excited. The Celtics are good. I would love to talk more Lakers though. This is fun.
The Thunder we mentioned. I mean, we could kind of preview the. I love these series. I have to say, you know, going forward, and though I think it's going to be great. And like Tyler said, you fill. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the Clippers Mavs series. You could fill in whatever you could fill them in.
Yeah, it's going to be a good series. Whoever comes out of that and goes to OKC.
Yeah. But this, that Wolves team has that feel. They have the feel to me that the Nuggets had last year. It's just, and the head coach, you know, the head coach getting his knee blown out on the sideline and the whole team is around him in the fucking locker room, like not just admiring how thick his hair is, even though he's in his mid-50s, like the whole team is rallying around this dude. Like, I don't know, bro. It just has that feel. And Ant is so much fun. They got the size. I don't know, bro.
Did you see that clip of Ant blocking Book in the last few seconds and talking shit?
And what did he say, Tyler? Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, fuck out of here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that would have gave Book 50, right? So that's why, you know, he was still playing a bit hard in the last few seconds. Jaden Daniels, McDaniels joined in on the shit talking too. You know, Ant was talking shit all through the tunnel, bro. Yeah, I like that kid, man.
You're on their court yelling, get him out of here.
Talking all that shit. Hey, Booker be talking shit and that shit be backfiring like a motherfucker. He has a well-storied history of that shit, man. But not my problem. Those Suns are in hell. Like, look, the Suns got some shit to figure out, bro. And I don't know what they're gonna do. But
did we talk about the Suns?
Oh, I was talking about Bill.
We were just that's right. We were live. We were live last night. I'm just, bro. It's so much basketball at this point. The days blurred into each other. That's right. Last night, John. So, John, here's a question: would you rather let Darvin Ham babysit your child for 30 minutes or have the diarrhea you had yesterday for a month?
That's what y'all was talking about.
No, that's what I want to know right now.
That was most of the stream, though. To be clear, that was like 70% of the stream is jokes and hypotheticals about you. So,
dog, I'm gonna tell you something. I was. First off, we was at a wedding. Did you already say this shit? Did you tell them all this shit?
No. We just said you had diarrhea in Mexico, and diarrhea in Mexico is like Super Saiyan version of diarrhea.
It's like the Mexican Coca-Cola, that pure uncut raw sugar.
I never got a fever.
He had the Heche in Mexico.
I never got a fever from diarrhea. Dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, man, it hurt.
Nigga, your system was overheating.
I was like, I need some electrolytes. What the fuck going on, nigga? Like, bro, we was at a wedding. We flew down there for the wedding. It was like 9 o'clock, bro. I look at Roth, I'm like, yo, I'm not going to shit myself at these people's wedding. We need to go. Okay? I'm like, sorry, babe. I love you. I refuse to be the nigga that flew to Mexico to shit himself with tan pants at the fucking wedding. I had nowhere to go. I told Tyler earlier on the phone, I ain't even have socks on, nigga. I'd have been the nastiest nigga on the planet. Shit yourself in tan pants, no socks on. We gotta go home, baby. I sat down and that motherfucker Rather was right outside the door. She said, God damn, baby, you all right, nigga? That Mexico shit ain't playing, bro. You feel me? It ain't playing. It got me for like a day and a half, nigga, but yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I can't trust Darvin Ham with my baby, though. You feel me? Yeah. I'm going to just have to thug it out, dog. I'm going to have to thug it out. You know what I mean?
End up out here looking like Amy Devine, bro. For sure.
You feel me? At a wedding? Bro, at a wedding? Could you imagine that? Bro, like, if anywhere else but a wedding, dog. You know what I mean? Like, beautiful day. Everybody crying, emotional. This nigga done shit himself, bro. My face would have been burned into these niggas' memory. I'd have been the biggest part of that wedding. That person, they spent all that money on that day for me to shit myself and be the center of attention, nigga.
What's worse?
That ain't even yourself? My friends. It's Rother's friends. So I just pulled up, don't know nobody, shit myself and left, nigga. That's foul as hell, bro.
Okay.
Assuming, thank you, it was beautiful.
Assuming
pardon
that
my
level,
ass.
Assuming that level of connection to the people involved. Is it worse to shit yourself at a wedding or a funeral?
I think a wedding.
Because the vibes are so good at a wedding. You know, like I feel like there's a bit of understanding that can happen if you shit yourself at a funeral. Like, you know, we fucked up. His nerves must be bad or something. Like, you might get some leash if you shit yourself at a funeral. Ain't no reason to shit yourself at a wedding, bro. It is a glorious occasion.
Must be bad. Like, that's why he shit himself.
At the bubble
gum. He was so sad his butt stopped working, nigga.
He was so sad his butt cried.
His butt started crying, nigga. I'm just saying, dog.
I think the funeral is worse just because it's probably, like, just compare the noise level at a wedding to a funeral. You know what I mean? Nah,
I think a wedding is way worse because it's supposed to, like, these people spend so much money to have this, like the woman who got married, she's been waiting for that day her entire life. She's up there, they're crying. They're crying at the altar, bro. Can barely speak, nigga. You know what I'm saying? She's talking about this is the man of her dreams. And I walk through the crowd with shit and khaki pants, nigga. She got, niggas flew from fucking London, Ghana, nigga. You know what I'm saying? From around the world. To see me shit myself? Ain't no way in hell I'm going out like that, nigga. Fuck you, man.
I low-key think that this is one ginormous metaphor for the Lakers season, and you were Darvin Ham, buddy. The LeBron and AD could have had a culminating moment. Yes. Could have had a signature moment that people flew across the world to see. Beat the odds. Beat
and
the
I'm
odds.
Over on the
and
side Darvin Ham hands in my pocket.
John had to shit himself
shit
in the middle
fucking
of the game.
Pants, nigga. You know what I mean, bro?
They're like, Coach, what you got? And he's like, I got something I gotta deal with.
I gotta go shit.
Bro, I was playing with my daughter and shit. She was on my shoulders. I said, oh, no. We over there talking to Robin like, yeah, it's time to go. What you mean?
What does the chat think, Jackson?
The chat is just clowning. They're clowning John. They're clowning the idea of a funeral sympathy shit. There, it's crazy in the chat.
All right, wait, brother.
It's a great chat. I love our fans.
We have anything else we want to talk about?
We talked about shit for the last hour and a half, basically. The Lakers and my fucking bad bowel movements, bro. I think we've done enough.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk for 2 minutes about tomorrow's game. We got 76ers Knicks. I'm very excited about that. I wish this shit was not on at 4 o'clock Eastern, but I understand that that's already 7 o'clock or 4 o'clock Pacific time. But I understand that's already late on the East Coast. Knicks close this out. What do y'all think?
I think the Sixers get another one. I don't think the Sixers win the series. I think they get another one, though. I think they win tomorrow.
I think they get another, I think the same. Exact same.
Magic Cavs, 2-2. We haven't talked much about it. I've been enjoying it.
I cannot give less of a fuck about that series. This is an all-time I do not give a fuck series, bro. Like, I just fuck that series, man. I do not care who comes out of that shit. Because Boston's smacking up whoever comes out of that shit anyway. Like, let's just be real here.
Have y'all watched a single game of that series?
I've watched it. I'll say this. As a y'all know I'm a fucking dork who really loves, like, defensive basketball and defensive football. I love watching the Magic play. I really do. I mean, I love the way that they defend. But I think the Magic could cause some haywire wiring on the Celtics. I could see that. I don't think that they would beat them, but I could see them rattling them. You know what I mean?
Rattling them?
Yeah, I could see, because they defend. They defend. I mean, they play the whole game. Like the Celtics. We talked about this with Jackson before the playoffs. I still don't really know what the Celtics are made of. You know what I mean? So a team that'll press them, like, I don't know. Pacers Bucks, are the Pacers putting us all out of our misery here?
Yeah, I think that's a wraparoo game.
I sure hope so, brother. This has been a nasty season over there.
Yeah. All right. That's all the time we got. We'll be back. I think we're going live again later this week. I don't know what time because we're going to do it after the next Lakers game, but
probably Wednesday.
Probably Wednesday.
Okay. Jokes at us.
Probably Wednesday.
We're not doing anything after the next Lakers game.
I'm about to go cry.
Next Lakers game is in October out this motherfucker.
All right. That's all. We'll see y'all. Sounds like Wednesday.
I have to say that. You did not have. It ain't got to be like that. That made my neck hurt. I don't even know why. I felt pain in my neck after you said that. Damn.
Sorry, guys.
Anyway.
Sympathy pain for Anthony Davis.
Yeah. That motherfucker, bro. That bro was.
nothing like a soft elbow.
That shit was just like so routine and some shit that happens a million times a game. And that motherfucker looked like, bro. Like, I was like, wow, what the fuck? He was out there. And then he was out there just letting that motherfucker dangle. He was looking like Bart Simpson episode when he broke his shit when Lisa was babysitting him. Like, you just see, right? Yeah. Right. I was like, God damn, was it that bad?
I feel like it was a very, like, LeBron James school of milking the injury, but he didn't have the signature moment afterwards.
Yeah, it was,
when he comes back.
Right. It was like, you know, when AD took that spill and then we had LeBron take a spill later in that quarter. I was like, just two contrasting moments where I was like, bro, is AD going to be done for the series? And with Bron, I was like, Bron, get up. It's 4-on-5 right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, just completely different contrast right there, bro, with those two.
We didn't win enough games for LeBron James to do something truly silly. And I hate that, bro. We didn't get one. I was seeing three rims, so I shot it at the one in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't get one signature piece of Bron nonsense this whole series, bro.
Jamal Murray ended it. He probably would have done it in one of the two overtime games there would have been if Jamal Murray didn't rip their hearts out. It's crazy.
It's a little past my bedtime. Like, you know, like we didn't get like, it was just like, ah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the biggest tragedy here. Like, he might not be in his peak as a player anymore, but he has never been a more peak dad than he is right now, bro. You know, we really missed out on something there, man.
And I'm just also, this is the last thing I'll say about Darvin Ham. Hopefully it's the last thing I'll ever say about Darvin Ham. But I watch every minute of Lakers coverage that's on the Lakers channel. I watch all the post-game press conferences. I'm up late working every night. I just put them on. I listen to them. If you were to close your eyes and play a Darvin Ham press conference and a LeBron James press conference, you would never in a million years get correct who the head coach of that team is, bro. Never. Because it sounds like one of them knows what he's talking about and he accepts accountability and he admits the places that they're just straight up getting beat. And one of them is just
hanging on for dear life.
Just hanging on for an abundance of life, bro.
Abundance of life.
Youth. All right, y'all. Man. That's all the fucking. I'm sorry. This is not funny anymore, bro. I'm just sad.
Damn, bro.
I was going to do something crazy. I don't know what I was going to do, but I really wanted to do something crazy to celebrate the Lakers extending the series, bro.
I did all that yelling. They won one game, and I stuck the needle right back in my fucking arm, dog. I was so dead serious. They won a game. I'm in a family group chat. Lakers in 7. Fuck everybody. Talking to my mom.
Talking to your mom, bro.
My mom.
Talking shit to your mom about a 3-1 game.
A single game. I'm on my mom's head. Me and my brother was tagged. We jumped her in the family group chat, nigga.
Tell people what your mom sent you after the game ended today, bro.
You said what?
Tell people what your mom sent you after the game today.
She sent me this meme. Since y'all was talking all that shit, that's what she said.
Keep momming right now. Fat lady singing, baby.
Since y'all was talking all that shit, this is all I need to say. That's what she sent me.
Damn. All right, we'll see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Something sizzling. That's what she hit me with. Something sizzling in there.
The volume.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss.
Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.